Proverbs 15:29 says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous." In our previous devotional, we discussed what it means that the Lord hears the prayer of the righteous, but is far from the wicked. But I don't want to leave this proverb without discussing the clear, comforting fact that he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Now, most of the time, if you're ever talking to a fellow Christian and you ever bring up the subject of prayer, there's no debate. We know that God hears the prayers of his children. But that biblical truth can become a challenge to believe when we go through some of those dark patches that appear in our lives. And as we've said a number of times already in these proverb devotionals, that's why we must mature in our walk with God and learn to walk by faith and not by feelings. You may be in a place now, or you've been in this place and have experienced the feeling where you just don't feel like God is near. You don't feel like God is hearing you when you pray. And that may be because he's taking his sweet old time answering, and we grow impatient and wonder, is God listening? Does he even hear me pray? But there are a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, your prayer may not be answerable. Did you know that God cannot answer certain prayers? Anything that goes against his word is something he cannot answer. For example, if you have a friend named Jed, and Jed needs to be saved, but he just keeps on as an unsaved man, and you've been praying for years, "Lord, please save Jed." Well, God can't answer that prayer the way you prayed it. God is not going to violate his word in order to answer your prayer. Jed has free will. Jed must choose to receive God and his free gift of salvation by repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his shed blood in death on the cross and his victory over sin and death by rising from the dead. So fix your prayer by making it biblical. In this case, pray, "Lord, please put Jed under conviction of his need of salvation and send others to explain the gospel to him." Now God will answer that prayer because it's in line with his word. And there are other examples that you can think of. But number two, your prayer may be unanswered because it requires time for the best outcome. As I said, it may seem like he's taking his sweet old time. And we get in a rush. We want prayers answered like microwave popcorn. You insert prayer, take 3 minutes to lay it out with God, and then ding! After a little time to open the door and let things cool down, then you have your answered prayer. But it just doesn't work that way. And why? Because God does things right. He doesn't violate others, as we mentioned before, but he doesn't interfere with their own choices and all that kind of thing. He works things out in accordance with the will of his creatures and with a million other variables at play that we can't even fathom. And he brings about his will in the end. Once an answerable prayer does get answered, then I always look back and saw how God's slow response, in quotes, was actually just the right response. As slow as it may have seemed at the time, I can look back and see the wisdom and how God handled that prayer request. We must keep these things in mind as we pray and never forget that the Lord is hearing us. And notice that it says he heareth the prayer of the righteous. It doesn't say that he only hears the prayers of the sinless, the righteous. If it was only the sinless, then none of us would ever be heard. And that's not to encourage us to sin. Sin will hinder our prayers. Passages like 1 Peter 3:7 tell us that. But we're righteous by faith in his sight. Romans 1:17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." So if you're saved by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you should meditate and find peace of mind in God's word, knowing he's hearing your prayers. The Apostle Peter reiterates this in 1 Peter 3:12. "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Be saved, pray, and be patient.